the yard, I said.
It certainly sounds so. Is that the cabin over there?
Yes, sir.
Has anyone entered it, to your knowledge?
No. One look, and then they ran down to the station. I knew right away, sir.
Yes. Yes, of course. You did absolutely the correct thing, Constable. Absolutely. Right. No one is to touch or move anything inside until I have completed my examination. Do you understand?
Yes, Inspector Hopkins.
Well, let's get to it, then.
Oh, Lord.
Steady now. These flies. Place is like a slaughterhouse. A slaughterhouse.
Black Peter by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by David Ashton. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Alex Norton as Cairns and Andrew Wincott as Inspector Hopkins. Black Peter.
I had never known Holmes to be in better form, both mental and physical, than in the year of 95. His increasing fame had brought with it an immense practice, containing a curious and incongruous succession of cases, which ranged from his famous investigation of the sudden death of Cardinal Tosca, an inquiry which was carried out by him at the express desire of His Holiness the Pope, down to his arrest of Wilson, the notorious canary trainer, which removed a plague spot from the East End of London. And close on the heels of these two famous cases came the tragedy of Woodman's Lee and the very obscure circumstances which surrounded the death of Captain Peter Carey.
Polly! Where are you, my little lawful wife wedded? Where are you, my little Molly? Where are you, woman? Elizabeth! Pretty little daughter mine, you there? Come on out! Come on, away with the skin of your bodies and both of you!
Oh, Elizabeth, if he finds us... It'll be all right.
Here's some of those. You can carry anyone's in supper. Anyone's in now. I'll only give you a little tap, honey. Just a little tap. You, little shrollop, where are you?
Right here, Father. I wish I had a gun to blow your head off.
Hide away, then. Hide away and be damned to you like the rats you are. That's damn. God help you. When I catch up with you, God help you. Because the devil won't, you see.
He'll be off to his cabin. He'll sleep then, you see. He'll sleep, Elizabeth. It'll be different in the morning. Will it? He'll still be the same Black Peter. He'll never change. Nothing will ever change here. Oh, it's getting dark. Let's get back into the house, eh? You wait till the morning. It'll be different. Yes. I'll wait, Mother. That's all we can do, isn't it? Wait for the devil to come back.
That same night, Peter Carey had a visitor.
Oh, you think I owe you something, do you? You've waited all these years, and now you think some payment is due. You come sucking up to me like a parasite. You think you can get the better of Peter Carey, eh? Well, here's a knife! Set different!
No!
Any drop, Mr. Holmes?
Not at all, no. Harpooning's a skill I've yet to master, I fear.
Ah, there's more to butchery than meets the eye, sir.
Certainly more to this, I'd wager.
Dear me. Not much of this poor fellow left.
Nevertheless, Mr. Allardyce, I'm still unable to pierce it through with the one blow. Last valiant effort. Stand well back, my friend. Not even a master butcher's safe in this arena. My porcine friend. Have at you.
Perhaps you ought to try lamb chops, sir.